All right, everybody, welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of real talk, and hopefully a good dose of laughter along the way. Today, we're tackling something that's near and dear to all of us. Self-doubt. You know that feeling, right? That voice in your head whispering you're not good enough, you can't do it, or what if you fail? It's a universal experience, but we don't have to let it control us. Here are 5 key takeaways that I swear will help you kick self-doubt to the curb and build a rock-solid foundation of self-esteem. First things first, recognize those negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. They are not facts. Ever notice how your mind can be a real drama queen sometimes? It loves to catastrophize and paint the worst-case scenario. But remember, those thoughts don't define you. You have the power to choose which ones you pay attention to and which ones you let go. Think of it like weeding your garden. You got to pull out the bad stuff to make room for the good to grow. Second, focus on your strengths. We all have them, even if they seem small. Maybe you're a whiz at organization, a creative genius, or an amazing listener. Write those down. Make a list of things you're genuinely good at and celebrate them. Recognizing and appreciating your talents is key to building that self-esteem muscle. Third, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to your best friend. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Of course not. So why do we often treat ourselves so harshly? Be kind, be forgiving, and remember everyone messes up sometimes. It's part of being human. Now, let's talk about action. Fourth, set realistic goals and celebrate your achievements, no matter how small they seem. Don't get caught up in comparing yourself to others. Focus on your own journey. Every step forward is a victory. And finally, remember that building self-esteem takes time and effort. It's not a one-time fix, it's an ongoing process. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing these strategies, and watch those doubts fade away. You got this. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and that inner critic is screaming its head off. What if you mess up? What if they think you're stupid? But wait a minute. Remember those key takeaways we just talked about. You recognize those negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. You focus on your strengths. Your knowledge of the subject, your passion for sharing it, and your ability to connect with an audience. You practice self-compassion and tell yourself, it's okay to be nervous, everyone feels this way sometimes. You set a realistic goal to deliver a clear and concise presentation and celebrate each small step along the way. Preparing the slides, practicing your delivery, visualizing success. When it comes time to speak, you stand tall, breathe deeply, and remember that you've got this. Because you do. You've armed yourself with the tools to overcome self-doubt and build that unshakable confidence. So, what are you waiting for? Oh, out there and shine. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Recognize negative thoughts, focus on your strengths, practice self-compassion, set realistic goals, and celebrate your achievements. Share this episode with someone who could use a little boost of self-esteem. Together, we can create a world where everyone feels confident and capable. And as always, keep it stoic. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily inspiration.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.